Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Hello there. It's time for Awaken to Empowerment. This is Carol Ann Parisi. Hey, the brilliance is in the basics. And today is focus on the foundation, fundamentals with fortitude. Okay, basics. We go to the basic truths, the timeless truths, because it's time. You know, we are looking for solutions during these tumultuous times when humanity is surging with doubt, fear, anxiety. You know what? We have the solutions right here on Awaken to Empowerment. Do you ever ask yourself, what the hell's going on? What am I here for? Isn't there more to life than this? What do I have to do to make the fundamental change? What are my solutions to create my ideal life? Well, guess what? Your ideal life is waiting because it's time. Yes, it is. It's time to awaken to consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to go from transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless, fortitudinal, and fundamentally focused on this change that you need to make. Yes, it is time to for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life, discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving souls. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and we are taking off on a phenomenal show today. If you are an entrepreneur, you need to be here. Yes, indeedy. If you are interested in wellness and holistic health, you need to be here. Law of attraction, well, you're in the right place. Are you looking for to take yourself from transition to transformation? Well, welcome aboard. Yes, you are a freedom-loving soul because you understand these things. So I'm going to talk a little bit about awakening your energy today, okay? Energy is the key that unlocks and integrates your holistic life. Everything is energy. We've discussed this ad nauseum, Tesla, energy, frequency, vibration, okay? These are the holy trinity of principles for manifestation. And when we focus on these fundamentals, you will be able to create and be, do, have whatever your heart desires. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But you got to plug in, tune in, and turn on. Plug in, turn on, and tune in, okay? You need super clarity and focus. You need that awareness. And you need to turn on your own awakening, okay? So I'm just taking a little back brace off my back. I did some heavy lifting today. I went and I finally bought a push mower. Been wanting to get a lawnmower that's just a push mower. It's more environmentally responsible and good exercise. So I'm going to try that thing out, get some exercise, get those steps rocking and rolling. But it was heavy in the box. I need to go build it and go deploy it. It'll be great. So, have you been engaging your new behavior repeatedly? Have you been every night during your gratitude, doing your visualization of what this ideal life looks like for you? Have you written it down? Have you written it down? You know, there's a there's a huge principle when you write something down. You speak it and you write it down. And we could probably do a whole show on that. I don't have those notes here with me, but, you know, hopefully you've been writing it down, but then you're doing this visualization in the morning and night before you go to sleep when your brain is hitting those theta vibes. And these are energy principles, frequency principles, fundamentals of really good energy vibes, tapping into the right frequency to manifest, okay? Like I just said, energy is the key that unlocks and integrates your holistic life. So we're going to talk a little bit about engaging your energy. Hopefully you're tapping into that theta energy, that reprogramming. Now, it's a slower vibe in your brain. Delta is the slowest vibe, but what you're doing is you're building those big, broad, narrow pathways to reprogram any type of negative programming you may have from your childhood, from your own thought habits, from your cosmic habit force. So engaging a new behavior repeatedly, repetition will facilitate better behavior and excellence to create your ideal life. Is your unconscious programming empowering or disempowering beliefs? Okay, is your unconscious program, remember we talked about this subconscious mind, you know, we basically live 95% of our lives in unconsciousness. This is why we talk a lot about unconscious incompetence. See, if you're programmed to be negative and thinking, and, you know, your cosmic habit force isn't, you know, getting you closer to your goals, then you are living in an unconscious incompetence. When you become awakened and aware of some of these things, and this is where self-introspection is just enormously huge, okay? When you start awakening to some of your default plans, okay, where it's like, oh, you know, whenever this happens, I always do this, and it's not getting me closer to my major definitiveness of purpose, my chief aim, my goals, my heart desires, my ideal life. If you're doing stuff, the antithesis, to get you to where you want to be, you are self-sabotaging yourself. But it is a subconscious, it's an unconscious, subconscious incompetence that you're living in. So when you become awakened, you become consciously incompetent, where it's like, ooh, I'm not really good at that. And some of these things are procrastination. Believe me, I could go ahead and do laundry to procrastinate going through my shoes and getting rid of them. Okay, we're all human. But see, here's the problem now. Now I'm aware that I'm a master procrastinator, so maybe I should procrastinate the laundry and start getting going and going through the shoes to eliminate what I don't need, sell on eBay, because we love eBay entrepreneurs. Sell your stuff, okay? Give people great value, and you're recycling, repurposing, and you're putting a little extra money in your pocket. All good. I digress. So you need to get from unconscious incompetence to unconscious competence. And how do we do that? Yes, engaging in new behavior consciously, repeatedly, over and over and over again, and sending that high vibe of gratitude when you are in that theta state in the morning and in the night and creating your ideal life and your mind movies in your own brain. Okay? I mean, that's it. That's it. Well, kind of. Remember, you also have to take compelling action because we must dream as well as do to accomplish great things. So you can do it. You can do it. You become what you think about most of the time. Thoughts are things. Whatever a mind can conceive and truly believe, a mind can achieve. Yes, it can. Yes, it can, and you can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, absolutely, you can. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. And this is the roadmap to do that. So, have you asked yourself, is your unconscious programming empowering to you or disempowering to you? It's real simple. Introspection, yes, and it may be hard. Because we talked yesterday, sometimes that changes. It's painful to change. We've got these, you know, these habits, this cosmic habit force that's so comfortable. And it's always our default position. It's just so easy to do that. Well, how's that working for you? Okay? How's that working for you? You need to really tap into this. I mean, this is something like auto-suggestion, okay? Repetition. You know, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. Boom, boom, boom. Something comes of, you know, you get a negative thought in your mind, and you got to wipe it out right away. There's also self-hypnosis that people do. I mean, I've heard people do that for smoking cessation. I've never engaged in that, but that is a way to, I guess, effectively and quickly change your neuro patterns. Hang with really high-vibe people. Hang with high-vibe people. It's so important. And here, if you don't write it down, it doesn't exist. We talked about that, and I think I really want to unpack that. I just don't have those notes because I was doing some studying and learning today about, you know, your thoughts and meditating on your thoughts and then writing them down and putting plans together. So, you know, we have to think bigger. I also heard something today, and this is kind of, it talks about the cosmic universe and how truly magnificent we truly don't know what we don't know. I don't know what's happening here, my little, okay, there we go. My computer was playing another Awaken to Empowerment show. How interesting was that? Take the earth and think about our earth floating in our galaxy here. And, you know, there's, you know, Mars and Pluto and Neptune and Uranus and the moon and the sun. And think of all these planets, right? Well, in the infinite cosmic universe, our earth, this earth that we are on, is an atom in comparison to the rest and the expansive universe. Our earth is like an atom in comparison to the expansive universe. So there's a ton of power out there that we can tap into if we get our mind right and our heart right. And our whole soul right, and our vibration right, and our frequency right, and our energy right. And you can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. So I just put that on a very, very, that was just really profound and stunning to me when I heard that. And it just showed the magnitude of God, universal life force, infinite intelligence, and the creation of the Creator. So, the Creator is an amazing thing, and you are a creator. And if you could tap into that cosmic life force, which I believe is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, okay? If you could tap into that at your most profoundly deep subconscious levels, and you get your vibe hooked up to God, what can't you create? Because God works through us, okay? Our Creator works through us to manifest the most excellent destiny possible, okay? When I started going to church, there was something that the pastor said, and it's faith. You've got to have this faith. And here's faith from this church, and it was really just beautiful. Faith is believing the Word of God, which is the Bible. But, man, that Bible is full, full of the same quote-unquote law of attraction. It's the original law of attraction book, As a Man Thinketh in His Heart, okay? We could just go through the Bible and all the law of attraction scriptures in there. So faith is believing in the Word of God and acting upon it, okay? It's the belief and then the action, no matter how I feel, okay? Okay, no matter how I feel. Faith is believing the Word of God and acting upon it, the action, no matter how I feel. That is called tenacity and persistence, because sometimes life sucks and things get hard, no matter how I feel. Okay, if this is my destiny, if this is my goal, if this is what my heart desires and I want, I don't feel like doing it today. Too bad. You have got something bigger than you. No matter how I feel, because God promises a good result. Faith is believing in the Word of God and acting upon it, no matter how I feel, feel lazy, whatever, no matter how I feel, because God promises a good result. This infinite intelligence, this God, this creator that put this earth into its momentum and its motion and its vibration and its energy and all of the creation of it. You've ever... I'm a big natural person. I love to go look outside. Last night the moon was spectacular, and it had this, you know, purplish blue sky with this beautiful moon, and hearing the different sounds of the earth. You know, there are seasons. This is an amazing creation we live on, right? So this earth, which we think is so big, I mean, we've gone up in space and looked at it. And if that's just an atom in the whole scope of the cosmic universe, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, that's so exciting. What can't we be, do, and have with this great creator if we tap into that creative source? So, you know, energy. We need to awaken to our own energy. And, you know, part of the best energy is love, okay? If you truly come from a pure place of love, love has a very high vibration energy. And if you are coming to with love unceasingly and with selfless action of service, okay, that is awesome. That's the ultimate, okay? And that is what my heart is to do with this show, is to share this high energy information with you, these timeless truths, these totally transitional awakening truths and with empowerment, so we could all have what our heart desires to create our ideal life, but then we can go ahead and selfless action and lift each other up. What a wonderful world it would be. Yes, I may be an altruist, but I do believe that this is what we are all collectively created for, okay? To awaken our powerful vibrational energy of love. Love, unceasingly selfless action, okay? So there's difference in energy, though. There's potential energy and kinetic energy. And there's energy of sound and light and chemical energy. And there's energy beyond physical matter. So kinetic energy is moving energy. It's something that you can put a little more tangibility on, right? A potential energy is yet to be manifest, and it's in our subconscious mind, and a lot of times we block our energy. And do you know, if you have pain in your body, okay, if there's pain somewhere in your body, be it your back, your neck, your glutes, whatever, it's a block of energy. There's an energy block there. So, you know, need to release. You need to release, and you need to direct your energy. And you could direct your energy to shape your life and start making your decisions, okay, from your heartfelt energy. So, you know, we want this energetic connection and transmutation, but think of your toaster. Does anybody even use a toaster anymore? I use a toaster oven. But you need to plug that toaster into the source, right? And then you need to plug it in, turn it on, and tune it into the right style toast that you want. You want a dark toast, you want medium toast or light toast. So you've got to plug in, turn on, and really tune in. And that is the source energy, this infinite intelligence, God, the creator of the universe, okay, the God source, and love, because God is really love. So when you start putting all this together, what can't you be, do, have? What can't you create? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. If you are coming from a selfless place of service. So, but first you have to take care of, you've got to take care of yourself. You got to get yourself in order. And, you know, you need to tune in to your awareness, to turn on your awakening. Being stuck is not being tuned in to an awakening. And it's not being tuned in to your awakened energy source, okay? You really need this energetic connection for transmutation, okay? Potential energy is just stuck. It's waiting for it to happen. It's like there's potentiality out there, but you're not tapping into it. It's stuck. So when you're stuck, you are not being plugged in, turned on, tuned in, and awaken to your true energy source, okay? So energy is the key that unlocks and integrates your holistic life, your ideal life, your evolving, awakened, energetic, manifested life, okay? So to awaken your energy, you need to ask yourself questions, okay? Why do I do what I do? Okay? Why does this always happen? Why do I respond in this way? Why can't I ever get over this? What does this mean? What can I do? You ask the why, how, what, when. You ask yourself these profound questions. And then you get to the point of clarity through conscious competence, okay? So in order to awaken your own spirit, if you will, your own soul to this conscious competence level, start being personally responsible for your thoughts, your words, and your actions, okay? Your thoughts, remember, thoughts are things, okay? Thoughts are an energy. So if you're thinking good thoughts, and yes, I can do this, and yes, oh my gosh, that person is awesome. You know, if you start, like, walking through a store and you look at somebody, man, what an asshole. You don't even know that person. You're judging them just because of the way they're dressed, or maybe they're a different race or something than you or whatever. I mean, yes, you need to be aware. I mean, there are bad people out there, absolutely, so use your discernment. But if you're just walking around being judgmental and negative, what kind of energy are you putting out there? Is that a person of a light and good, a love? Is that a positive thing? I think not. So be aware of all your thoughts. Take every thought captive. Plug in, turn on, and tune in to where you are right now. Be here now, okay? Poof. You have gone from unconscious incompetence to conscious incompetence to conscious competence. And that is where the transition is to once you get from conscious competence. The transition from unconscious competence, where things become part of the cosmic habit force in your intrinsic soul and your intrinsic spirit, that is where manifestation is vibrating high and it's transmuting the timeless truth and the powers of the universe, okay? So really get the clarity, okay? Conscious competence is clarity. Clarity is power. Clarity with proper action and love and unselfishness is a mega superpower, okay? That is when you're vibing so high you won't even believe it. So, you know, once you get there, you won't be like a feather in the wind going, oh, I don't know what to do. What should I do? I don't know what to do. We all are there. We all get there in certain areas of our life. But that's why you need to start small. Start with something that you absolutely know that you can do. Dream big and bold and broad and enormous. Think of the universe and how massive and expansive it is. Long-term, dream big. But to break it down step by step, do something small so you can build the neural pathways and the success cycle. Because success breeds self-confidence, which breeds more action and more high vibrational energy action, and action that's going to yield better results, which will eventually become small successes. And then you have success, and your success builds with more confidence. And the more confidence you have, the more expansive you become, and the bigger the energy vibe you get, and the more things and results and, you know, great accomplishments you will have, which will breed more success. That's the success cycle, and it is also in the inertia cycle, okay? You sit around and drink a bottle of scotch every day in your bed and don't leave. You are doing, it's the duality, okay? It's the law of duality. We studied universal natural laws. The law of duality is very, very profound, and you need to be awake and aware. We have shows on it, universal principles. We unpack duality very deeply. It's a dual-edged sword, because your mind is a dual-edged sword. So you could use it for positive enlightenment consciousness, empowerment consciousness, entrepreneurship, holistic health, wellness, love, great relationships, and all of those things can be torn down and be negative vibrational energy. So you want to take the success cycle and move into the direction towards your goals, your dreams, what you can be, do, have. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And you could also create your epitome of hell if you allow your mind and your thoughts and your attitude and your vibration and your emotion to start going down the negative. If you start going, my life sucks, nobody loves me, nobody cares about me, I'll never get anything done, bad things always happen to me, and people start playing these negative mindsets and they start leaning on alcohol or drugs or cigarettes or irresponsible behavior, think about it, it's all up in that cranium, it's the mind stuff. And if you have been programmed from the past 20, 30, 40, 50 years of, you know, this negative, of course your unconscious competence is going to be negative. This is why you need to rewrite, overwrite the program. Delete those files. And how do you do that? Repetition. Conscious competence, constantly engaging in the new behavior and small successes. So that success cycle could also be a death spiral of negative. But you want to have the success cycle of positive, and that's what we're about here. But you must be awake and aware of the duality of your thoughts, the duality of your actions, the duality of your behaviors, because personal responsibility is personal power. And you can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. Whatever a mind can believe, okay? Whatever mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. believing in the Word of God and acting the action upon it, no matter how I feel. Oh, man, life is tough right now. I don't feel like dieting. Too bad. Too bad. You want transformation? You need tenacity. Mm-hmm. Through transformation, tenacity is a key. It's a master key of transformation. Tenacity. Do the tough stuff. Give it grit. Okay? You can do it. Because whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve with faith. Faith is believing in the Word of God, the Word, your words, and acting upon it, the right and proper actions, no matter how I feel through the tough stuff. Because our God, our Creator, promises a good result. Absolutely. Because the universe is expansive. Remember, our Earth is an atom, an atom. Think about back to your high school, seventh grade science classes and how small the atom was, okay? An atom in comparison to this expansive universe. What can't you do? Absolutely nothing. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires through the proper energy and focus. So need to engage that new behavior repeatedly. Gratitude is the attitude of champions. Gratitude and visualization and visualizing and being grateful in a theta state, morning and noon. Take every thought captive. Take every word captive. If you start feeling negative energy, overwrite that negative energy and constantly engage in that new behavior. Ultimately, this cosmic habit force will take over and you will create new neural pathways and you become into this unconscious, competent, high vibe, thriving, energetic, high frequency, successful achiever in whatever your heart desires. So, tune in and listen, okay? Deep connection energy is a huge key for manifestation. So constantly be aware. Be here now. Be aware of what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what kind of energy is around you. And if something's not right, you know, use that intrinsic intuition. That's empowering too. You know, that's how, you know, you can really, I'll tell you something really interesting. When my son, I mean, and this is kind of off the beaten track, but it's also about intuition. My son was a little guy, and I would take him shopping, and he was maybe 3 years old, and he didn't want to stay in the stroller. I let him out. He didn't want to stay with me. He started running. And I was walking down this like, strip mall, if you will, and it was almost kind of desolated. This was even, you know, some of the stores were closed. And there was this car that was, like, kind of like, you know, coming up to him, and I'm going, oh, man, my kid looked and saw this. He was 3 years old, but his intuition felt that there was something not right, and he came running back to me, and I was running towards him, too, walking really fast. I kicked it up a bit, but he knew, you know, intuition, we have it, we all have it, especially if we're plugged in, turned on, and tuned in. So there is an innate intuition we all have. So sometimes it's for things that could be potentially harmful to us. So tap in. Always be awake and aware. Also, when you start feeling good vibes and you see things, you know, like, I mean, especially in nature, I mean, you go out there and the moon is full and it's lighting the sky with that purple, you know, midnight blue, getting ready to transition to darkness. There's something magical about that, okay? That's the universe's cycle. We go through cycles, okay? We go through energy cycles. But once you are consciously competent, you could start directing your destiny and controlling your emotions and your feelings and your outcomes. So, tune in and listen, okay? Deep connection energy is a huge key for manifestation. Deep connection energy is a huge key for manifestation. So you go ahead and you want something, and you got to really focus in on that and see how you're vibing. I mean, it's like, you know, maybe no, maybe not now, not yet, maybe yeah. If you are in touch with your own personal vibe, you will manifest, okay? You could be a master manifester. Energy, harmony, flow, frequency, okay? Harmony and energy, that's kind of like when you have a significant other and relationships. Some people just are programmed to fight each other. Some people like that. That's what gives them life, okay? Real negative, you know? Oh, yeah, my parents, all they ever did was fight, you know? So they learn that behavior. So how do you think their relationships are turning out? They fight. Or my parents never really talked to each other. They would sit at dinner at night, and my dad would just, like, you know, drink his beer and watch television, and mom would be reading a book while they ate dinner. Okay, so what are you learning about relationships? So we learn a lot of our behavior before we're 7 years old, and it becomes burrowed into our subconscious mind. So subsequently, we meet up with somebody who's very communicative, and you come from a place that's not communicative, and how do you think you guys are going to roll? So this is where being aware in relationships is being aware what the other person is and how they respond and what kind of reaction. Because living in harmony, and that's part of the mastermind principle too, when two minds are in harmony and they're vibing towards the same thing, it's creation. That's what kind of sex is, right? When a man and a woman are vibing in harmony and the subconscious mind is making chemicals and neurochemicals and those neuropathways are firing up and getting wide, and guess what? You have sex and babies come. That's creation, right? So, and this isn't in just in a really, you know, physical relationship like a, you know, partner relationship. It's also your friends, you know? Understand your friends and understand their vibe languages. And if somebody is awake and aware, I mean, you know, share this information with them, you know, say, hey, you know what, we haven't been, you know, jiving. Maybe we need to work on our harmony, and maybe we need to have more and better communication with each other, because I'm getting this thing where I'm really starting to vibe high and my life is going pretty good, and I want to take you with me. And that's what it's all about, taking others with you. Come on, we're on this journey together. We are on this journey together to create this ideal life, whatever that means to you. If it's making millions of dollars, awesome. If it's creating a wonderful foundation to feed homeless children, fantastic. If it's just being a mom with the best mom you can be to help, you know, facilitate excellence in the next generation, that is something hugely important and special too. If it's a small business that you want to create that's serving and giving people great value, it's all good, okay? Your ideal life is your ideal. It is whatever you want it to be. Do not listen to the magazines and the media and you've got to have this kind of car or those kind of clothes or blah, 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 do this kind of makeup. I worked for a cosmetic company, and I went to a meeting, and they said, luxury is the promise of happiness. Okay, that was a bunch of, you know, that was a bad word. Luxury is the promise of happiness? Really? Is that all you want in life, is luxury? Well, I'll tell you what. I want luxury of high vibration. I want luxury of health and vibrant health. And I want luxury of relationships with others that we are profoundly deep and meaningful and we are changing the world. I want the promise of just being happy where I'm at, when I'm there, and helping others. Luxury is a promise of happiness. Please don't fall for the bull, okay? Don't fall for the material world. You are bigger and better than that. But this is how advertising is. It goes on the subconscious mind. And, oh, yes, I have to have a certain kind of car. Can I tell you something? I drove a 1988 LeBaron convertible until it wouldn't go anymore. But to me, it was a little red convertible. It had a stereo, and the top went down, and I got sunshine, and I was a happy girl. Okay? It could have been the Jaguar XK, whatever they are now, which are cool cars. I'd like to have one of those. That's fine. It's great. It's all good. I mean, it doesn't mean, you know, riches and abundance are bad either, but be happy now. I was really grateful for that little convertible. And, you know, I mean, and yes, you may want to reach for that Mercedes convertible. Awesome. But remember, proper perspective. Everything in its proper perspective is important, and people first, people before things. Now, here, we do not eat the rich. We love the rich, as long as they got rich in a good way, where they were truly successful, where they followed their heart and their dream, and then they didn't impede on the rights of others, okay? So that's what true success is. But let's get back here now with our relationship. Your deep connection energy is a huge key for manifestation. Energy, harmony, frequency with others, there becomes that flow. And you really know the flow. If you could really be yourself with someone and they can be themselves with you, that's awesome, okay? But first you have to be yourself with yourself. You have to know yourself. You have to introspect. You've got to go ahead and start deploying all of these things, and you'll vibe high, and you'll see, you'll attract that right person. Yes, you will. Because you'll be the person, your authentic self. So then you'll attract another authentic human being. Let me have a little sip of my Joe here. Almost done with my coffee. Okay, so be yourself with yourself. Transmute positive. Personal flow. Others flow. Your relationship flow. Your harmonic flow with others. So you got your personal flow mojo going. Then you tap into your flow with your relationships. And guess what? You're going to have a high vibe tribe around you, because you will get the mega, okay? You will get the mega, and this is where the world changes, because people will be the high vibe tribe all over this planet. But see, you start with you. You need to be the change you wish to see in the world. You need to come from, we all do. We all need to come from a place of love and truth and empowerment and enlightenment and higher consciousness. And when we start vibing this way, and then we find our significant other, and we start, you know, with our friends, and you know, then you'll meet more friends, and your circles will widen. And who knows what this world could do? Imagine if our Earth is just an atom in the whole scope of the universe, okay? If one person can start the fire of passion for purpose and love and kindness and truth and empowerment and tapped into others in their sphere and circle, imagine the energy flow that will be in the collective consciousness, the ether. Imagine if we all came from a very high place of energy with this magnitude of universal expansion. Amazing. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but I believe it. I'm an altruist. That's just who I am, how I roll. And I, too, do believe whatever a mind can conceive and believe a mind can achieve. So if we can create excellence in ourselves and continually engage in this new behavior and have very empowering subconscious programming, and we love unconditionally and unceasingly, and we take selfless action continually, imagine what our world could look like. Imagine what our world could look like. Imagine with me what this world could look like. But it all starts with you. It all starts with me. And these are fundamental truths. These are biblical truths, okay? Jesus said the greatest commandment is love one another and forgive, and love covers a multitude of sins. You know, be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Don't assume anything, and always do your best. That's from the Four Agreements. Those are some really good fortitudinal foundational principles, but we have to deploy them and practice them regularly. We have to take every thought, action, word captive. If it's not of excellence, don't go there. I can give you a boatload of Bible principles. But in order to achieve your dreams, your own personal little universal goals, whatever that may be, speak it, write it down, visualize it, and be grateful that you have it. Okay? And if you could tap into others that think the same way, you're going to have a mastermind. You are going to have a collective consciousness. It's going to be amazing. But you need to get that cosmic habit force, that unconscious competence rolling. Okay, so I like big thing today, be yourself with yourself. Be happy with yourself. Be happy where you are right now. Be here now, Ram Dass. And then your frequency with others is going to be really high. Transmute positiveness. Get your personal flow going. And then get your relationships harmonic flow with others. And then you will have a mega universal flow. And your vitality of life, your force energy through your action will be amazing. And I'm going to read something to you here that I found. I thought it was just so beautiful. Let's see. I hope I can find it on my computer. It's, let's see. My computer is so awesome. I'm so grateful for it. Yeah, I am grateful, because if I didn't have a computer, I wouldn't have a studio. So I am grateful for it. I also have a ton of windows open. I don't think we're going to have time to talk about the creator within and the conscious mind today, but that's okay. We're going to do more next time. Hey, what happened? Come on. One more. Got a great poem for you, and it talks about the vitality of life and force energy, and let's see, our entire universe, an atom in a different dimension. Oh, my computer's doing some weird stuff. What the heck? Security alert. Okay, so then don't give me, do I want to proceed? No, close the damn thing. Close. It's not letting me do anything. I got this security alert. Oh, man, I had this amazing poem I wanted to read you. I'm so sad. Well, I should find it, but I've got this thing going on with my computer. Poopies. Oh, well. I don't believe that this thing's not working. But anyway, very interesting. I'm going to have to shut her all down, so I can't do this poem right now. Let's see if something else will happen for me. Energy, vibration, engage in new behavior repeatedly in order to make it a habit. And truly, you can create your ideal life. Tune in and listen. Success, the power to get, achieve, acquire, which one wants in life, without interfering in the rights of others. Okay? I just want the power to get my computer working right now. This security, the identity of this website or the integrity of this connection cannot be verified. So I keep closing it, and it's not doing anything, so it's not letting me go anyplace else. So I may not even be able to get back to the studio here. Oh, man. Well, I tell you. Very interesting, folks. This could be an awesome show. I've got plenty of work here. Let's talk a little bit about getting to I can, okay? I can get there now. Feel good now. Be happy now. No matter what your circumstances are, you can be happy now. And that's notes I took from one of the Kevin Trudeau things that I was listening to. He's got a lot of good stuff. Sad dude went to jail. I don't know why. I don't really, you know, not my circus, not my monkey. But get to I can. Okay? I can get there now. See, I can is a great thing. And yes, I can. I can do it. I can be. I can have. I can do. I can create. Yes, I can. So you got to say, yes, you can. See, Barack Obama had a great campaign slogan, yes, we can. It's just that, I don't know you didn't. It was kind of where I was at with some of his yes, I can. He had a great speech. He had a great vibe about him, right? What a great vibe. What a great orator. What a motivator. Community organizer. Great. Good-looking guy, young, high vibe. But socialism doesn't work. Socialism doesn't work. And that's the problem. Now, as you know here, we could absolutely do for others. That is the greatest gift, is when we share with others. And that's kind of why I do the show. Because my gift is this message, these timeless truths that I've deployed in my life on several times and created some things that I never thought. I've been places that, unbelievable, how did this happen? You know, this is so awesome. Learning, experiences, creating, because I knew I could be, do, have, because I had good mentors, too. Let's see if I hit yes. Oh, man, this thing is just not letting me do anything. Folks, I can't even, oh. Okay, here, I think I finally got it. Oh, I might be able to get back to the studio. Oh, yes. Yes, here we go. You guys ready? Here it is. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Here we go. It's called, There is a Vitality, a Life Force. This is a quote by Martha Graham, okay? And it was to Agnes DeMille. There is a vitality, a life force, a quickening that is translated through you in action. And because there is only one of you in all time, this expression is unique. And if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium and be lost. The world will not have it. It's not your business to determine how good it is, nor how valuable it is, nor how it compares with other expressions. It is your business to keep it yours clearly and directly, and to keep the channel open. You do not even have to believe in yourself or your work. You have to keep open and aware directly to the urges that motivate you. Keep the channel open. As quoted in Dance to the Piper and Promenade Home, 1982, by Agnes DeMille. Now, that was worth the wait. Yes, you have a vitality, a life force. There's something inside of you that is unique to you. And if you don't awaken to your own gifts that you have to serve others, it'll never be. You are unique. You are special. You are loved. You are love. So let that sink in. Next time you sit down and do your goals and go introspect, think about what if you don't do this thing. For me, I truly believe that Awaken to Empowerment is my calling. My service. I got a big mouth. I do have a ton of passion. I used to be called the Energizer Bunny. It's truly part of me. It's intrinsic to me. And my heartfelt meaning to do this is to serve you and to serve humanity and to bring a certain level of consciousness and vibration so we could all be better, all of humanity. And if we all do our own little piece to create our own ideal lives, we will have so much more to give to others. So manifesting isn't just about you, okay? Success isn't just about you, but it starts with you. And you have to be comfortable with who you are. But remember, long as you do what you want and it's your destiny and desire and you're not harming anyone else, it's all good. Okay? So expect miracles. You command and control your thoughts, your attitudes, your emotions. Tap into these things with your personal relationships. Eat healthy. Eat high-vibe food. Fresh, natural, organic, non-GMO. Be personally responsible for all of your thoughts and your behaviors and your attitudes. And remember, cosmic habit force is a dual-edged sword. You must use it so you can create your ideal life, so you can manifest whatever your heart desires, so you can be a huge energy vibration for humanity to help others. And I'm sorry I did not get into anything today about health. I just was very very focused on getting to that Martha Graham thing, and that was just so amazing. I want to thank you for joining me today. Maybe I'll read it one more time if I could find it. We will talk more about the conscious and subconscious mind and the principles, but let's read this one more time. There is a vitality, a life force, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all time, this expression is unique. And if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium and be lost. The world will not have it. It's not your business to determine how good it is, nor how valuable it is, nor how it compares with other expressions. It is your business to keep yours clearly and directly, to keep the channel open. You do not even have to believe in yourself or your work. You have to keep open and aware directly to the urges that motivate you. Keep the channel open and believe. You have to believe. Belief is important. It says you don't have to believe. It'll make it come quicker, and it'll be such a more high-vibe energy, and you will be attracting other people so they can create their ideal life. Amazing. Amazing. That was just phenomenal. I hope it has served you as much as me. And I could listen to that and read that a million times. So be with the right people. Be careful who you listen to. Remember, manifestation is just all the energy and frequency of vibration, and you can create your ideal life. Thoughts are things. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. We become what we think about most of the time, and whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. So, I want to thank you for joining me today on the Awaken to Empowerment Show. My heart is to serve you with excellence and a high vibration. I'm sending love out to you and light, and thank you, gratitude. Thank you so much. Remember, gratitude in the morning during that theta state and gratitude at night, and then you do gratitude with your visualization of what you want, you will change your life, because whatever even believe a mind can achieve. This is Carol Ann Parisi for Awaken to Empowerment, peace, love, empowerment, and freedom, and of course, peace of mind. We'll catch you back here next time. Ciao, ciao for now. Bye-bye.